thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, supportive viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashta 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hutul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunmarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netway Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the European Union continues to assist Namibia. In Green Invention News, a new type of biodegradable plastic is developed in the United Kingdom. Please stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring American green eco-designer Mr. Danny Sir. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, June 22nd, observes the passing of the great Persian mathematician and astronomer Jamshed Arkashi in 1429 in Samarkand, which is now Uzbekistan. Born in Kashan, Iran, Jamshed Arkashi was asked in the early 15th century by the ruler of Samarkand, Ulugh Beg, to be a part of the city's University of Theology and Science. His most recognized work was Treatise on the Circumference, in which he calculated pi to 16 decimal places. Pi is the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter. Being the first mathematician to determine the law of cosines, it was named after him and called the Theorem of Arkashi. May brilliant scientists and mathematicians such as Jamshed Arkashi continue to bring deeper understanding of our intricate universe.
Lion News: Thailand suffers from severe flooding. Heavy rains last Thursday night caused flooding in the Si Sachanalai district of Thailand's central Sukhothai province. Over 5,000 households were affected as waters from the Mon Rusi mountain reached 2 meters in some areas. Schools were temporarily closed as officials evacuated villages and began evaluating damages to assist the afflicted. Our grateful thanks, Thai personnel, for your swift and caring actions to help the flood-afflicted as we pray for their quick recuperation to productive day-to-day lives. With the grace of the Providence, may such potential weather extremities subside as we increase our eco-conscious care for the environment.
Guatemala pummeled by severe rains. Following 3 days of incessant rainfall, 800 areas were identified as being highly at risk of landslides or floods. In a less fortunate neighborhood of northwest Guatemala City, flooding caused 4 people to perish in one home, as 8 others were affected, with 25 at risk of collapsing and forcing several dozen people to evacuate to temporary shelters. In the province of Escuintla, 1 person lost their life, as 180 fled to temporary shelters. Army engineers were dispatched to evaluate the damage and distributed drinking water, blankets, sponges, and food rations to affected residents. Guatemalan officials and personnel, we appreciate your timely actions to ease the situation for the storm afflicted. Our sympathies for those who have succumbed to the disasters, and we pray for the quick recovery of the affected people to their fulfilling daily lives. May our world soon see an easing of such calamities through humanity's greater kindness toward all beings on the planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Germany, Denmark, Norway pledges aid for Zimbabwe. To assist the Zimbabwean government in its advancement of human rights, Germany, Denmark, and Norway have pledged a combined total of $68 million in aid. The funding will be channeled through the United Nations, the World Bank, and other non-governmental organizations in areas of basic education, health, and the promotion of democracy. Speaking of his Zimbabwean counterpart's recent visit, Norway's Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg said, "I am pleased to welcome Prime Minister Tsvangirai in Norway. We admire his efforts to unify the opposition and the new government. We need his leadership in challenging times ahead. Our warm thanks, Your Excellency, and Norway, Germany, and Denmark. And heaven bless your assistance to Zimbabwe. May the lovely people of her land be graced with ever-expanding stability, comfort, and prosperity."
Saudi Arabia and WHO prepare to protect pilgrims from swine flu. A visiting Malaysian boy who was confirmed with swine flu during a family pilgrimage to Mecca highlighted the importance of planning for the holy pilgrimage season in August through December, when 2 million people are expected to visit the holy sites of Mecca and Medina. The Saudi Arabian government has already begun working with the World Health Organization, or WHO, and other groups to expand on the kingdom's already sophisticated health plan to minimize swine flu infections.
Well over 44,000 swine flu cases have now been documented worldwide in 92 countries. Of the more than 180 fatalities, some of the most recent have been children. In New York, USA alone, hundreds of young persons have been hospitalized with the swine flu, as children in summer camps across the country have fallen ill in groups at a time. Even adults infected tend to be younger persons, such as the newest confirmed cases in Slovenia and recent fatalities in the Australia and the UK, both of which have more than 2,000 cases.
We thank Saudi Arabia and all governments of the world working to safeguard public health in the face of this pandemic, wishing all those afflicted a smooth and complete recovery as we pray for heaven's mercy in awakening our world to the animal-free lifestyle leading to a safer future for all.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith, regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adelila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature. And then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did. And they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Thank you.
a computer cursor with the brain. Scientists from Brown University and Massachusetts General Hospital in the U.S. have just released a prototype of the next-generation neural interface known as BrainGate 2. This device, which enables people to control a computer mouse with brain signals, has now been developed as a wireless interface, which could assist physically disabled persons in navigating an on-screen computer cursor with their minds. The scientists who developed BrainGate 2 hope that such electrical stimulation will eventually allow paralyzed people to control their own muscles. What a thoughtful innovation. Our sincere appreciation, Brown University and Massachusetts General Hospital researchers, for using your gifted intelligence to help others more fully convey their own. Blessed be work such as yours in furthering a world where all people may live to their full potential.
Mexico offers exemplary safe haven, with a rich history of compassionate response to political refugees from many countries, including Spain, Chile, Argentina, and Uruguay. Mexico is now recognized as the only country in the Latin American region to accept Haitian asylum seekers. The country's legislative policies, which allow for more openness in considering the political situation of those who are forced to flee their homeland, has been commended by the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. We are touched, Mexico, to know of your inspiring commitment to provide welcome and stability for those in need. Your shining example surely radiates as comforting strength to those making new beginnings in your country and throughout the world.
Save our planet. Greenland melting faster than expected. According to a new study led by Dr. Sebastian H. Murnald of the University of Alaska, USA, the melting of Greenland's ice sheets could be responsible for nearly 25% of global sea level rise that has occurred in the past 13 years.
In the study, Dr. Murnald and fellow researchers from the United States, United Kingdom, and Denmark found that the world's seas are now rising by over 3 millimeters a year, a rate that is 50% faster than the average during the 20th century. Ice melt in Greenland is of special concern as the Arctic country contains the Earth's second largest ice sheet. Besides affecting coastlines with rising sea levels, fresh water from the melting ice changes the salinity of the world's oceans, affecting ocean currents and entire ecosystems.
Our sincere thanks, Dr. Murnald and colleagues, for this urgent reminder of our need to immediately choose effective actions to cool the planet. Let us all step together in making green-friendly choices to aid our own survival and that of the Earth.
During a July 2008 video conference in Japan, Supreme Master Ching Hai once again offered her insights for the benefit of humanity in speaking of the most important solution for global warming and its related effects.
I think we better heed the warning of the scientists, because otherwise it's not just the ice melt, maybe we will melt also. I hope not. And we're working frantically toward saving the planet. So if we be vegetarian, our good karma of saving lives will in turn reward us with our lives saved. That's all I can say. And the more vegetarian people join us, the more time we will have. That is the thing. Well, green technology, planting tree does help, but this is a very secondary, very little. But the vegetarian diet, we have stopped 80% of global warming and save our lives.
Save our planet. Formosan, or Taiwanese mayor, encourages veg for the planet. Speaking on a famous talk show in an interview about his voiceover part in the Formosan version of the environmental film Home, Taipei Mayor Hao Lungbin shared that a vegetarian lifestyle is an effective way to reduce carbon emissions and save the Earth. He thus called on citizens to be more veg by beginning with one vegetarian meal a day. Commenting further on the movie Home, produced by French director Luc Besson, Mayor Hao Lungbin said that being veg leads directly to the sustainable goal of both environmental and personal health.
We today要减少二氧化碳的排放啊，我们素食的方式绝对是非常有效的一个方式，就是肉食跟素食中间，我们二氧化碳排放量的减少量。 We respectfully applaud Your Excellency for your dedication to bringing this life and earth-saving message to the public, wishing many people the inspiration of turning toward the organic plant-based diet to benefit themselves and the world.
Save Our Planet Conference develops strategies to address climate change. This past week, the Asian Development Bank, or ADB, collaborated with the Indian-based the Energy and Resource Institute, or TERI, to host a summit titled High-Level Dialogue, Climate Change in Asia and the Pacific. Dignitaries and experts from around the world gathered in Manila to discuss ways that the Asian-Pacific region can cope with global warming. The meeting was also intended to provide the Asian-Pacific countries' contributions to present at the upcoming meeting in Denmark in December 2009, when global standards will be set for the successor to the Kyoto Protocol.
Among the guest speakers were United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who participated via video, and Dr. R.K. Pachauri, Director General of TERI and Chair of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel of Climate Change, or IPCC.
Very soon, the impacts of climate change will far exceed the capacity of human society to be able to absorb them. And therefore, it's essential that we bring about a process by which mitigation of emissions of greenhouse gases take place rapidly and adequately.
Philippine President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo shared some of her nation's initiatives in addressing the global crisis.
I have created a presidential task force on climate change, and the chair of the task force is no other than myself.
One of the main solutions to global warming is turning to a plant-based diet, as experts present confirmed.
If we will become vegetarians, we will contribute a lot to the positive change of the climate.
Now there's a lot of evidence that vegetarianism is good, not just for health, but it's also for the environment.
Our appreciation, Asian Development Bank and the Energy and Resource Institute, for hosting such a noble gathering in these urgent times. We also thank Your Excellencies and all government officials, policy members, and scientists for your participation in helping to alleviate the consequences of global warming. May all people quickly act to resolve the plight of the earth by turning to caring lifestyles such as the organic vegan diet.
Save Our Planet. After 5 years of dry winters, Israel's agriculture and finance ministries officially announced drought conditions as the country's main water supply, Lake Tiberias, sits at drastically low levels.
Save Our Planet. At the Sainsbury store in Gloucester, UK, kinetic plates embedded in the road harness energy from the pressure of vehicles driving over them, which is then converted to electricity to power the store's checkout areas.
Save Our Planet. The United States Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, officially honors the Navajo Nation Environmental Protection Agency, or NNEPA, for its 30 years of outstanding and progressive environmental protection programs.
Save Our Planet. Enduring the worst drought in 20 years, Tibet's residents are walking further just to find drinking water, as drying wells jeopardize crops and livelihoods.
Save Our Planet. Brazil's president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, announces the government's plans to pay small farmers for planting trees in deforested Amazon areas, thus restoring the rainforest and providing income to less fortunate citizens.
Solo.
Hi everyone, I'm Lady. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life. Zolo and I are both vegan.
We'd like to tell you about a tip for making cleaning a little easier.
For small cleaning jobs, toothbrushes are very handy.
That's right, lady. They work well for scrubbing the bathroom sink or tub fixtures, oven knobs, and the areas around the gasket.
It's perfect for getting in all those hard-to-reach places.
A big thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
And thank you for watching. Now, let's see the weather around our gorgeous globe.
In world news, European Union provides aid to Namibia. Under the 10th European Development Fund, 103 million euros will be allocated to Namibia's country program. Until 2013, the European Union will focus on the education and rural development. Through this plan, it is envisioned the standard of living of the disadvantaged can be improved and the economy will develop. In addition, the European Union is continuing to help Namibia recover from floods in the northern and northeastern areas of the country. The European Community Humanitarian Aid Office, or ECHO, has contributed 1.3 million euros to support farmers in the region to be able to resume a sustainable food production cycle. God bless you, European Union, for your care and generosity. May our Namibian brothers and sisters gain much benefit from your kind assistance.
In Green Invention News, a new type of biodegradable plastic is developed by United Kingdom firms. Called Oxo Biodegradable, the special formulation allows plastic to disintegrate completely. Significantly, this process occurs without any methane being emitted. Symphony Environmental Technologies, one of the manufacturers of the innovative green product, says the plastic can be recycled together with conventional plastics. Also in the UK, the firm iPlast has recently created a curbstone made from recycled plastic, which can be used as an alternative to concrete, steel or wood. Our many thanks, Symphony Environmental Technologies and iPlast, for your efforts to create a more sustainable planet. May we all adopt eco-friendly lifestyles to ensure a healthy and vibrant environment for generations to come. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership. Today's segment features American environmental activist Mr. Denny Sayo. We'll take a meditative walk around the garden and be right back. More inspirational news coming up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, leading news for a progressive world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment featuring Danny Sa, founder of the environmental and animal rights advocacy group Earth 2000.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike. We'll be right back.
Born on Earth Day, April 22, 1977, Korean-American Danny Saw seemed destined for a life committed to being eco-conscious. When he turned 12, Danny got together with a few friends and used his birthday gift of $23 to create the environmental and animal rights advocacy group Earth 2000. By the time he had turned 18, the organization had 25,000 members and became the USA's largest eco-charity made up of young people.
Danny Sayo, a vegetarian, has written many books, the first published when he was 20 years old. Titled Generation React, it tells the story of his teenage years as founder and president of Earth 2000. It offers tips on forming groups for societal change. In 1999, his second book, titled Heaven on Earth, was released, giving simple suggestions on how to improve our world. His next books, Conscious Style Home, Simply Green Giving, and Simply Green Parties, develop the theme of eco-living. They clearly show how to recycle almost anything into stylish and decorative objects for around the home and for entertaining.
Danny Sell's syndicated column, Do Just One Thing, appears in the newspapers across the United States, sharing simple and practical ways to go green every day. He has been the guest on famous American television station, CNN, and programs such as Oprah and The View. Danny's books have been translated into Korean and Mandarin and became bestsellers in South Korea and Formosa or Taiwan. Our thankfulness, Mr. Danny Saw, for demonstrating to others how to live in a fun and earth-loving manner. May we all derive much joy from adorning our sweet homes in ways that both beautify and safeguard our planet.
And now for some laughter, with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, That Place.
A devotee was praying fervently to the Lord. Oh dear Lord, please let me know where is that place that I am going to die. A priest passing by overheard it and asked him, why do you want to know the place where you're going to die? The devotee answered, so that I will never go near that place.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
The concept of highlighting the cultural diversity of Africa can only serve to unify the continent of Africa. Keep up and keep doing your powerful, inspirational, and thought-provoking work. Adrian of Dembaya Arts Conservatory in the Virgin Islands.
Support of Adrian, Africa has so much to offer the world. In accordance with Supreme Master Ching Hai's caring instructions, we are honored to present the richness and splendor of all the unique cultures of the world. May the great Africa continent be graced with a very bright, spiritual, and sustainable future. With all our love to you and your co-citizens of the beautiful Virgin Islands.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to suprememastertv.com/heartline. We appreciate your spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May the Celestial Symphony inspire you evermore. Take care for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Russia, Belarus, and Kazakhstan form a new regional bloc under which the former Soviet nations plan to unify their bids to join the World Trade Organization.
Nations, organizations, and individual admirers of Myanmar's democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi hosted events around the world calling for her freedom on the occasion of her 64th birthday. U.S. astronomers report that one of the stars in the Milky Way, a rare type called an ultra-cool dwarf that moves at very high speeds, may in fact be a runaway from another galaxy. Burkina Faso's singing star, Amity Mira, dedicates a song to the community volunteers across the African continent whose efforts are putting an end to a vision-disabling disease, thus restoring sight to many.
German researchers at the Helmholtz Center for Infection Research identify a protein which, when injected into the person's own T cells, may keep the immune system from rejecting a transplanted organ.
Japan donates 500 mosquito nets to the residents of Mabai Village in Bango Province of Angola to help protect children against malaria.
U.S. President Barack Obama encourages residents to engage in community service this summer by volunteering to tutor students, pick up litter, or participate in other supportive projects.
Israel donates a consignment of medical supplies to Sri Lanka for persons displaced by civil conflict in the Banna district.
Inmates at a correctional facility in New York, USA, join Puppies Behind Bars, a program that helps them transform their lives by training puppies to assist wounded soldiers and the disabled.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev announces during a visit to the Netherlands that his country is willing to reduce arms significantly below levels listed in the treaty between Russia and the U.S.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.